Thank you so much for tuning into a service with Hope Family George. We hope it inspires you and helps you with your journey with God.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Who else is worthy, God? You are worthy of everything, God. You are worthy. Let's just lift our voices to Him again. God, you are good. You are so good, Lord God. You are worthy of everything. Tonight, we just come and worship you. Make sure you're in your rightful place, God. In our hearts, Lord Jesus. In this place. Who else is worthy, Jesus? As we get to celebrate you and all that you've done and all that you're doing, God. You're worthy of everything. What can we offer you, Lord, for all that you've done for us? Our only response is to come and give you everything and say, Lord, here we are, use us. Somehow by your grace, can you take us as broken individuals and breathe in us and use us for your glory, God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. How good is it? It's so good to be in this room, hey? Amazing. Thank you so much, worship team. You can take your seats for a moment. I'm going to start off by reading a verse out of the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3. And this is our theme verse for our SLARS event. And the reason why we do this is, and this is what it says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like stars forever and ever. Amazing, hey? What a great passage. Those who lead many to righteousness will shine like stars forever and ever. Tonight is obviously one of our favorite nights of the year. We get to celebrate, we get to come together, we get to dress up and have a whole lot of fun. And obviously, just amazing dressing up and just the privilege of that. Can I just say, Marinette, you look amazing tonight. Lots of decorations and awards and fun. But the reason why we call it Stars Event is because of exactly that verse. Those who lead many to righteousness will shine like stars forever and ever. And that's exactly what we get to do. We get to come and lay down our lives and actually go low to lift others up and to lift the presence of God up and to do what God's called us to do. And somehow by His grace, He uses us and we're able to lead people into righteousness. On Sunday, I made a statement. I said that buildings don't save people, but it's what happens inside the building that does. This year, people have encountered Jesus, lots. Families have been restored. Children have discovered purpose. Teenagers have found identity. You must see what happens here on a Friday night. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, just over the last few years, but in particular over the last year, you can just see, I love to come here and you just stand at the back during worship and you watch so many young people fully engaging in worship. It really is. It's something quite spectacular. Marriages have been strengthened. People have stepped out of darkness into light. So many people. And leaders have been developed. Look at the Leadership College. Hey, brilliant. Tristan, that cup running over. Lalita, you nailed it. Aiden, eternity. Lana, washed by the blood. Mufika, taking your next step. Gemma, building the kingdom. We certainly would have spoken to that verse, but anyway. Nathan, you're not a used tissue. And Jesus wipes away way more than our tears. Brilliant. But just to see the confidence, and you look at that, and you're like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. So encouraging to see future leaders stepping up, to see what God has done and is doing through our young people. And we think, wow, we actually are setting the next generation up for success. We're excited to play a small part in what God is doing in our country, what God is doing in our city and in our world. And we're very, very grateful. You know, just this last Sunday, we have had our baptism Sunday. We got 24 people got baptized this last Sunday. 24 people. And that takes a total up to 260 people for the year. But each one of those people, those are not just numbers. Yes, we count, but those aren't just numbers. They're stories. They're real stories. Real stories. And one of my favorites is Yopi sitting at the back there. Hey, just to see what God's done in your life in the last year. Like just a little bit of the background, came forward for prayer. Marriage struggling, addiction. Gave his life to the Lord. And has been on the journey to step into freedom. And it's been amazing. It's been so amazing. I think it was in July, he came to me and says, Paul, September, I'm getting baptized in September. I wasn't sure if you didn't know that our water's actually heated and you're waiting for the water to heat up, I'm not sure. But just even that decision to go public with your faith and say, I'm a new man, I've stepped out of darkness into the light, is really so encouraging. And it's story after 260 stories like that. Amazing. And a building didn't change his life. But it's what happens inside of the building that does. It's not the building, but it's what happens here that changes people's lives. And we're so encouraged by that. And it's because of you. It's our dream team. You make the dream team come alive. I love what Michael said. It's not my dream or Marinette's dream. It's God's dream. It's God's dream for different people's lives. And every single Sunday, week in, week out, not just on a Sunday, on a Friday, on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday. We've got people coming here, even tonight, people coming and just preparing the place, turning this building into a home. Sometimes you can come here and there's nobody in this place, and if you're in the building when it's empty, it's empty. It's just an empty building. But then as people, as you start to come in, you can feel the presence of God coming into this place because you carry the presence of God. You carry it. Like what Tristan says, we come and with like that empty cup, but we make sure that we're full and we bring the presence of God into the place and it runs out of our lives into other people's lives. And I was just thinking again of the story of when David, and it started with David, but then Solomon, when they built the temple of God. And it was a journey. It started with David. David had a dream to build a temple. And then he bought this piece of land and he made a sacrifice. And 2 weeks ago, we shared the story of him where he says, I won't offer the Lord something that hasn't cost me anything. It's got to cost me something. And so he started building a place with a sacrifice. And although the owner of the land wanted to give it to him for free, he says, no, I can't get it for free. It must cost me something. How can I offer the Lord something that's cost me nothing? And so he started the process of building a building with a sacrifice, dreams, plans. And those dreams started to grow. They weren't just his dreams, it was actually God put a dream inside of him for something, for a place, a building. But not just a building, a place where people could come. And then Solomon, he continued to build and people started to sacrifice, started to bring. And then not only was with all the material through financial giving, did the money come together to build the place, but then all the people started to actually come together and build the building. And then they built this building and the building looked amazing, but then not only did they build a building, but then it says that people came and brought sacrifices of worship and time, and they came together. And when the sacrifices were there, God's presence came. Fire fell. Always reminded that fire falls on sacrifice. And you think about that. Think of what we get to do here. There's a building, yes. People sacrifice to make the building, yes. Money's given, yes. People come and work to prepare the place, yes. But then we come every single week and we bring our sacrifice. We bring our finances. We bring our time. We sacrifice. And when we do that, that's the presence of God when the fire falls and people's lives get changed. And not only happened in the temple, but it happens here all the time, every single Sunday. The presence of God manifests. And so we get to turn this venue into home. Where prodigal sons come home. We turn this place into a meeting place. just where people step into their destiny. You just hear those Leadership College students, how their destiny has been shaped, been transformed. Not just them, but so many of us, the trajectory of our lives gets changed because of what we do here. And the reason why we do all of this is because the Bible describes you and I not just as volunteers. Yes, we volunteer our time, but we're more than that. We're way more than just mere volunteers. The Bible describes us as a body, the body of Christ. Describes us as a family. We really are family. Hey, amazing that God places the lonely in families. And like I shared with you before, I was 17-year-old teenager, lonely, very, very lonely. But I came into church and I found family. I'm so grateful. And it's not just my story, it's so many of our stories as family. But the Bible also describes us as a kingdom of priests. A kingdom, which means we belong to a king. We are under his authority, and all of us are actually priests, the priesthood of all believers. And every single one of us is called and gifted. Every single one of you are called, every single one of us is called and gifted to do something significant for him. This verse in 1 Peter chapter 9 says this, chapter 2 verse 9 says this, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God. Isn't it beautiful? We get to show others the goodness of God, for he has called us out of darkness into this wonderful light. He's called us out of darkness into his wonderful light, but we get to show others the goodness of God. You are royal priests, God's own possession, so that you can show others the goodness of God. And tonight, that's exactly what we've been doing. We've been honoring. Not just volunteers, not just people filling gaps, although sometimes we have to do that, but we're actually helping the church advance. We're extending the kingdom. We're building something. We're priests, we're ministers, we're ambassadors, we're builders of God's kingdom, and we lead many people into righteousness. And that's why we shine. We shine because it's not about us. It's about helping other people find what we've already found. The beauty of the body of Christ. And so when we think about it and think about our church, we've got some really, really talented, gifted people. But our church is not built on the sacrifices of a few. The church is not for a few professionals that do everything. But it's about us as the body of Christ, being the body of Christ, and actually stepping into our calling. And so some of us, we greet at the door. Some of us make coffee. Some of us serve at kids. And like Michael said, apparently that's the best place to be. Some of us give faithfully over and above our tithes and are part of our kingdom builders. And if you're not yet part of our kingdom builders, we're having a brunch this coming Saturday after First Saturday prayer. How awesome is that? After First Saturday prayer, we're having a brunch for our kingdom builders. And if you're not yet part of that, find out about being part of that. You know, for us as Christians, we believe that our worship should start at 10%. And we grow from there. And our kingdom builders are those people that feel called by God to give over and above 10%, to see the kingdom of God grow, to advance the kingdom of God. Some of us lead small groups. Some of us park cars and make sure everybody's safe, safety team. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes Dion was sharing with me, Dion and Louise, they had the Sunday off, but they came to church because they weren't at all four services. And Dion was just saying to me, he says, Paul, you know, it was amazing for me this Sunday. I came here as a normal person would come to church. Because normally he's here really early, and he always arrives early and first almost leaves last every single Sunday. And yeah, it's amazing, Dion. You are an inspiration. And he says, I just came to church, and because he came to church, you know, not because he was on worship or anything. And he says, our church is so awesome. Our church is amazing. We have the best church. You don't understand, because he came and he saw it. He got to experience what new people experience for the very first time, how it starts in the car park and how the vibe out there and how there's a smile and people are welcoming. And you're not just parking cars. You're opening up hearts to the gospel. We're carrying the presence of God. We're leading people into righteousness. That's what we do. We are leading people into righteousness. We get to do that when we turn this building into a family, into a place where people can encounter the presence of God. When we bring our sacrifices, the presence of God comes. Fire falls on sacrifice. And like we said with David, when they built the temple, there was money, had to provide for the building of the temple. They had to build it physically, build the place. Then they had to prepare the place, get it all ready. And then they brought their sacrifices. And when they did that, the presence of God came. And we do that. We turn this building into a place where people encounter Jesus. That's what we get to do every Sunday. Amazing. We get to lead people into righteousness. So we said the kingdom of God doesn't move forward because of one of us, but it's because the kingdom of God moves forward because of all of us. That's how it moves forward. When we all bring our parts, when we all do what we're supposed to do, hearts are opened and people find him. They find him. I'm so grateful. Aren't you grateful? That we get to be a part of a church that's actually making a difference. We're not just making a noise, we're actually making a difference. And we do this because the world needs more light. It needs more hope. It needs more truth. We need to help more and more people find freedom and find hope. It seems to be, the world seems to be getting darker and darker. There's more and more craziness going on out there. But God has called us for such a time as this. He's called us for such a time as this to be light bearers, to be shepherds of his flock. And Marinette and I believe that the best days are ahead of us. And we're very, very excited about the future. We're very, very excited about what God's put in our hearts to do for him as we continue to advance and to build a bigger building, make it bigger. Obviously, that's exciting, but it's not really about the building. It's about what's going to happen inside the building. You know, other people's stories. How many other yuppies are out there that are waiting to come in to find freedom? How many other people like Michael when he's 15 years old, broken, discouraged, disillusioned with life, coming and finding freedom? How many more people are there out there? Lots and lots and lots. And we get to create a space where that can happen. And so, thank you for being the light. Thank you for shining. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, thank you for allowing the presence of God, being a carrier of God's presence and God's presence inside of you shining out. Abby and Abby, thank you. Thank you so much for shining. And as we do this, we're excited. Excited about next year, 2026. Can you believe it? 2026 already. We're excited. We're excited, very, very excited about the future. But we're excited that we get to do it together, that we get to build together, we get to honor God, make sure it's not about us, but all about him, and create amazing spaces and times and opportunities like this where this building gets transformed into a home. This building gets transformed into a place where people can encounter the Lord. People encounter God. Think about that. People encounter God, the creator of the universe, comes and puts his presence in places like this when we gather together and worship. It's incredible. So can I encourage you? 2026, let's up our game. Let's go even harder for him. Let's sacrifice more. Let's 2026, let's not slow down and take it easy. No. How can we shine brighter for him? How can we bring more into the house? How can I give more? God, who are you and what am I that I can bring anything to you? But I want to give even more, God. If there's God, even more, that I want to shine even brighter. Pray even more. And allow God to do something amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So can I ask you to stand with me to your feet? Let's pray. Let's thank God for what he's done. But let's just say, God, here we are. Use us, Jesus. As your people, Lord, use us, God, for your glory. Lord, we want to hold nothing back. We want to hold nothing back. We don't want to, Lord, all of us, all of who we are, God, all of our strength, all of who we are, Lord, we make ourselves available to you, Lord. We say, Lord, here we are, Lord. Lord, we want to shine even brighter for you. We want to bring all of us as part of our sacrifice to you, Jesus. And breathe in us, Jesus. Breathe in us. Lord, I pray that you continue to prepare us and equip us and fill us and guide us and lead us and bind us together, God, with even stronger friendships and relationships. Lord, I pray that we would just step into more and more leadership with confidence and boldness, with your spirit in us and through us. Lord, all of our small groups and every single dream team member, Lord, and dream team leader, Jesus, Lord, use us. Fill us. We are expectant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Send through your prayer requests, praise reports, or any questions you might have to 062-214-2814. That's 062-214-2814.